Good evening, everybody. Shalom Aleichem again. It's been a while since we had Shir, and it's something which, unfortunately, because of the way my schedule was kind of erratic. We haven't had a Shir in a while. This will also be. This is the only Tuesday night we can do until after Sukkot, Mes Hashem. So I'll go upon him. At least we can be together now. Our kviyas is Rachal Sfarim, and this is a piece from Mayim HaChachma about Malchus Zechronus Tashayfus. By the way, the edition that I chose to say the Shirin, it's not, I don't know much about the edition, just was the one that seemed to be the nicest print, that's all. So there's nothing special about this edition that I know of, as much as just the print was nice. Okay, so in this Mayim HaChachma, Ramchal goes through the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur very briefly. We've spoken over the years about Alina Shabeach, we've spoken over the years about other parts, and now Malchus Zechronus Tashayfus. Malchus, Hine kvar amarnu shebiyom hazeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu oimed bebchinas melech b'olamai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's maimed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's position in this world is the position of Melech Ba'olamai. The Pchinas Malchus is the one that is the dominating Pchina. We've spoken over the years why Malchus is the important one, but Ve'omnom Bezeh Tzrichim Ono Leischazik. So he's explaining here what's our relationship to this psukim that we say. He's going to explain by Malchus, by Zechronus, and Shefris, he's going to say a word that is going to sort of give the sense of what it is we're doing. In Malchus, the word that he uses is Lischazik. In Zechronus, it's Lisorer. And in Shefris, speaks about Inyan Gadol. So Malchus, he speaks about Lischazik. I think he simply means the following issue. We do Malchus every day. Every day, at least twice a day. We're Mekabel Omach Shemayim in the morning and in the evening. So what are we doing here on Rosh Hashanah more than all year? There's a chiyuv to Mekabel Omach Shemayim every single day of the year, twice a day. So what are we doing here? So he says, Tzrichim Ono Lehischazik. We need to be mischazik in it. So it's we're not saying anything new in Malchus, but we're reinforcing the Malchus. Why? Kizeh kol tuveinu v'chol tokpeinu. This is all good comes from it. The Ramchal is using a kind of strange lashon over here. Tuveinu v'tokpeinu is unusual term. I don't think you'll find it anywhere else. And the Ramchal is extremely, extremely careful about the lashonas he uses. So tuveinu v'tokpeinu means toiv is a get of chesed. Tokpeinu, if we get a toikef, is a gather of strength, of gvura, of strength. If we were to reduce it to midos, it would be midos adin and midos achesed. So all the toiv and all the toikev that we have, the good we get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the strength we have, is through Malchus. So I'm going to explain this a little bit. Basically, he's saying, whatever we want, whatever we want from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have to come through this funnel. So let's give an example. A person can have strength, and he could not have strength. He could have his needs. He could be wealthy. He could not be wealthy. And those are two very, very separate inyanim. There's no correlation between the two, really. Masha'ein Kane, let's say a soldier. A soldier gets everything that he has from the army. from, and which is the king, the nation. So as long as he's a loyal soldier, whatever it is that he's going to need is going to become his, because his vehicle, his platform for receiving from the king is through being the army. So understanding that whatever it is that we want, whether it's the toiv or the toikif, and the reason why he picks these two things are because these are very, very extreme. These are very extreme midos. One is midos chesed, one's midos gevura, and because even though it's so diverse, it all comes through the midah of malchus. The midah of malchus allows for this to come, and therefore, being mischazik and Hashem being the melech gives us what we need. That's as far as malchus goes. What about zichronos? Oid, hine ayoyim mishpat v'din. Today is a day of yom hadin. V'tzorech lis'or l'fon av yisbarach. And we need to be mis'orer. She'yal z'chir l'fon av teva. So this being a day of din, normal day, this is very different than Malchus. Malchus, we accept always, because it's always a melech. It's just that today is oimed b'chinas mal pa'i lomay. His main projection is Malchus, and we have to be mischazik. Din happens from time to time. Din is not a permanent situation. So, oid, in a yoyme mishpat v'din, v'tzorach lis'or l'fon av yisbarach. And we have to be nis'orer. It's something that really is not natural to us. It needs to shake us. She'yal z'chon l'fon av v'toyva. Now, he doesn't say anything more about what are we supposed to ask? What are we supposed to say? Do tshuva? What does it mean? We're supposed to be mis'orer? Kedei she'yal z'chon av teiva. It doesn't mean we're being mis'orer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't mean that we are ki'ilu asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not what it means. Lis'orer means you yourself. That's the nature of lis'orer. So it means as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas Hadin is always there for a purpose. The purpose of Midas Hadin is to create the proper relationship between us and him. So when a person is held accountable, a person is shaken. So when I'm called in for an audit, I'm kind of scared. When the state tests the students in the school on their achievement, I'm worried. So what a person needs more than anything else on a Yom HaDin is to be nis'orer to the din. Being nis'orer itself is enough to give the merit of the Yom HaDin. The Zohar Kodesh says that the whole procedure of going ledin on Rosh Hashanah is on the pasuk, based on the pasuk, for lekim asa sheyiru lefanav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made something, did something, in order that the world tremble, be scared of him. So being scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being misor and Yom HaDin, really performs what it is that the Yom HaDin is supposed to do. So those are two inyanim. So Malchus is a chizuk, because Malchus, we're supposed to make Malchus Shemayim twice. Zichrones is his iris. And now he says, Shefer, v'oidin yegod liyesh v'im zeh, v'in ha-shefer, sh'nestavino bo. Shefer is a ma'is ha-mitzah that we're supposed to do, actually. V'zeh, ki skulas ha-shefer b'ski osoy l'mato, v'koyach sh'roshe l'malo. So the Ramchal puts in A, a core description of what is the school of the Shaifa, that the Tkiya is Lamata and the Shosha is Lamala, and it accomplishes Lahasagat Toiv for Lichbois Hara. So let's talk a little bit about the Tkiya Shaifa and how it carries out what he's talking about and what it means. The Tkiya Shaifa starts with a breath inside us. It's a breath is the most, it's like the part of us that is most identified with us. It comes from within ourselves, and it goes out through the Shaifa to everywhere around. It's written many Sfarim. This is reminiscent of the Vayibach Ba'apav Nishmas Chaim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathed life into the world and into man. And Tkiya Shaifa is a similar process. I breathe and through the Shaifa, and then it goes out and becomes disseminated as a coil. Now, so Shaifa includes in itself a connection to my pneumius. And since the breath of a person's life, the life's breath, is considered the most pneumistic part of a person, so this is really attached to my innermost self. The purpose of a Shaifa, besides the fact that the air goes out through a Shaifa to the world around, the purpose of the Shaifa is to reach as many people outside as possible and as far away as possible. So there's a chibur here between El Yoinim and Tachtoinim that's made through the Shaifa. So when I'm speaking about a person in the outside world, it's Pnimius Chitzonius. When I'm speaking about the Ribbono Shel Olam and the world around us, the Ribbono Shel Olam is up there, and the quote-unquote breath comes down into our world. So every Shaifa has in itself two points of contact. One is with Elyonim. In other words, it's Ke'ilu the Sheirish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, and it radiates out to the furthest of the Tachtonim. That's what it means, that it's a, when you blast the Shaifa, it reaches as many people as possible. When we speak, for instance, of being Mekabeit Zidachenut, Kabe Shaifa Godel, it's because Shaifa has the property that it reaches out very far. So even the people that are very far away can reach out. So Shaifa has in itself, Skulas HaShaifa B'tki Osoi L'mato B'koya Shrosha L'malo. It's Sheresh is L'malo, and its Tkiya reaches L'mato. V'hu U'lahachsik HaToiv L'lichpois HaRoh. So both ends of the Shaifa have in themselves an Avoida. One end of the Shaifa stays anchored in the Pnimius of the Tekea, which Kaviyach is Ribbono Shel Olam. And one part of the Shaifa reaches out and takes the Rotzen of the Tekea and forces it on everybody around. That's what a Shaifa is all about. In the world of doing good, there are two halves to it. Since Adam Rishon sinned, and therefore everything in the world is not good, everything in the world has ra to it, part of our Veda has to be machzik the toiv. The toiv itself is not sure how firm it is. I told somebody once, there was somebody who was involved in outreach, or was trying to reach as many Jews as possible, but really, really was doing things that really were past the pale of what we should do. And he gave me a mushel of when somebody is drowning far out at sea,
you have to throw out a long rope to them. So I told him that that is 100% true, but one caveat. The longer the rope is, the more firmly it has to be anchored on the ground. Because, or else what will end up is that person will shove you in and not the other way around. Because a long rope gives the other person a lot of leverage. So when a person, when it's part of our avodah has to be lahasik toiv, we can't take it for granted that everything's okay, but rather we need to anchor the toiv in. So that part of the shayfa is mushrash in lamala. That's why a chatzitza between the mouth of the blower and the shayfa is not good. It needs to be the takeh himself. And on the other hand, the tachlis is for the people outside. If a person has no sense of wanting to reach the people outside, he's missing something. So the radiating outside is part of the core ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he says, V'tira, Shemeacha chetash adam harishon, hine nis'ara v'tov v'ra v'nipash tachtov. After the Ched of Adam HaRishon, the Tov became mixed with the Ra, and it conquered by it. And at Matan Torah, the Tov came out, and it was shelled on the Ra. Now, the klal is when he says the toiv got mixed with the ra and became subjugated under it or subdued by it, or however you want to call it, there's a reason for it. It's just like, let's give a mashal. Imagine you have a beis medrash of kids, and these kids like to play outside and this and that. You sit them down for a schmooze, and they become convinced that there's nothing but learning and Torah and so on. But let's say somebody were to bring in a game into the Beis Medrash, they would all drop it and go to that. Because Toiv can survive when it has spaced itself. When it's Me'uriv with Ra, Ra always seems to get the better of it. And that's why having in one place mixed things is a problem. In Zman Matan Torah, there was, Toiv once again was able to hold its ground. But Omnam Leikia Dain Liz Hu Kovish Esara Tachtov. Avlikia Lotzis Masoros Chazik Ba'atzmoy. Vinisha Ra Nifrod Mimena Omifnats. So the first half of Toiv becoming firmly anchored in a place where it's not under the shlita of Ra, that happened at Matan Torah. V'omle higia d'anis hu kovis ra tachta, alo higia lotzis masora hu neschazik ba'atzman, v'nisha ra nifrat mimenu oyu t'atzman. Ach, lo sed lovoi, hine yishtali matikun azeh v'atoy v'yichus ra legambi, v'atoy v'shelut levadik. But eventually, the second phase will be when the Toiv will conquer the Ra. I just want to add a parenthetical remark. There are many tainas to Yeshiva Bachram, Yeshiva World, etc., about how they're only concerned with themselves, they're not concerned with the bigger picture, so many people in Klal Yisrael, so many people in the world, etc. Many, many tainas about that their insularity is not, that their insularity is something that is, what's the right word for it? They don't care, they can't care for someone else and so on. The flip side of it is that until you yourself are not firm and have become yourself in a way that you don't get lost to the other person and so on, you have no business going out. It's like trying to save someone who's drowning when you yourself are standing on a slippery shore with not holding onto the rope well. You're putting yourself at risk without helping. So the first stage, Matan Torah, was where Toiv became solidified, and it sort of held its own, so to speak. Then the second phase is it should go out, and it should be Kavish the Ra. But Omno, Achizik Arishon Shenasa LeToiv Nasa Hashefer Matan Torah. For inyan v'akol ha-shefer and so on. And that's why, when we, in Shefris, we talk a lot about the Shefer Matan Torah and Eklesis and so on and so forth. This is very strange. It's not Shavuos. Like, why is this whole drasha about Atan Eklesis? Why? In Malchus, we speak about Kerfok Melech. In Zechronis, we speak about the Yom HaDinim and so on. And all of a sudden, Shefris, we talk about Matan Torah. Why? What's the inyan? The answer is, Tkiya Shefa, in a big picture, is makif the entire world. Tkiya Shefa has two elements in it, which in the way it came out into the world, it came in two phases. So we really, our phase of tefillah, that it should be mispasha the whole world, can only come on top of the Matan Torah that came out of the world. It says the first tikkun was made through Matan Torah, the inyan vayikra shefer v'chulu, v'ashlomas hatikkun losid lovoi shehatoyv yinatzeach nitzachon gomor gam hu yadei shefer u'inyan yitoka b'shefer godol u'lefi shatikkun ze yegomor masoy Matan Torah. So the reason it's called a Shefer Gadol is the difference between Gadol and Katan is how much it's makif. In other words, the first Shefer, the Shefer Matan Torah, is makif all of Klal Yisrael. It includes all of Klal Yisrael. So all of Klal Yisrael included is a small Shefer. The entire world included, that's the big Shefer. So the first Shefer Matan Torah was a Shefer of Klal Yisrael. It awoke Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, Chatzik Emunah, and so on. The Lovo, there will be a complete Tikkun, which will be everything included. So when we ask ourselves, is Judaism a parochial religion? Is it a religion that only cares about its only people, or does it care about the entire world? So the answer is, it cares about the entire world, but it will not be able to realize itself unless the entire world will not be able to be encompassed unless we first are the people who ought to be. If Klal Yisrael is not Klal Yisrael, then there can't be Mashpia on the world. So the answer is, if you're talking about our vision, if we're talking about the big picture, well, that's what you mean with Spalo, that V'yeda kol folk at the falter, V'yom kol tzenek tzartoy. If you're talking about how we get there, it's we first need to make sure we're the people that we need to be, and then we get there. So Ramchal over here in the Maim HaChachma is sketching out the broad strokes of the tefillah over here. And what he's saying is that Shefris has, the Shefris Matan Torah, which is so puzzling why we harp on that, the Shefris Matan Torah and the Shefer of Lasid Lavo are the same Shefer. Stage one, stage two. Where's Rosh Hashanah? So this is the next page, Chav Ches. V'ulam nitztavino letkoya b'shefer sheshono lechazek hatikun osik for Matan Torah u'la'aza osid l'asas l'asid l'avod. So the shefer of Rosh Hashanah is really a double shefer. We have one element of it that reinforces the message of Har Sinai. it solidifies our sense of what it is that we saw in Har Sinai. And the second half of it is that we're anticipating, we're hoping, we're yearning for the completion of it. So the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah is sort of a bridge between the Shofar of what was and the Shofar that will be. So the two Shofars are really one Shofar. The Shofar is, and let's just understand, a Shofar starts with an innermost whisper, and it becomes broadcast. A Shofar starts with a breath, which is the most silent of Diburim. And it ends with a blast, which is that which radiates out and proclaims the whole world. So the key in Rosh Hashanah is lechazik atikun osik for matan Torah, or lehazman asid lasis losid lover. So the psukim deal with both. We start with Sukkim Matan Torah, then we speak about the Lasid Lavoi, because that's what it's supposed to be Orah. So they give us a sort of framework for understanding these three things. Nimtzu Klala Inyan Merilus Arbiyam Zeh Gimel. So there are three things which we need to be Orah. One is the Malchus, which we explained before, even though every single day we say twice a day the Kol Hashem, but in the context of Rosh Hashanah we affirm it much more strongly. Zichronos is the beginning of is Din, and Shofar is the Tikkun of Ra. If you think about it. There's a clear mahalach to it. Without Malchus, without the declaration that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias is terra firma, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias is the bedrock of the world, nothing else happens. So Malchus, if the world is not Malchus Shemayim, then none of the other stuff can apply to it. There's no din, you can't have a din if there's no Malchus. So the first thing is the understanding of Malchus. The second step is that this Malchus has imposed a Mahalach of Tov and Ra'an Abriya, which Zichronos is the sorting it out and giving the world a tsura, where Tov is good and Ra is bad and so on. And then Shofaris, which is the tikkun of that world, trying to make sure that the world lives up to what it's supposed to live up to, be the world it's supposed to be. Ve'im ha-malchus zichronos v'shofaris, v'atikkun l'seida asara psukim ol echad mastara, k'neged asara mamaras, so they did 10 psukim for each one, because each layer is a complete binyan. I'll just to briefly explain this point. Just like in the number system, 10 includes 10 units that together form a complete tens. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 become 10. So that the word, the number 10, is used to describe something that's a total system. It envelops everything. A spherus, 10 spherus, is the same thing. The idea is these are the inyanim that include everything. So Chazal, each one of these three, Malchus, Chayin, Shofar, is so to speak a complete unit. It encompasses everything, and that's the mahalach of Malchus and Shofar. So, Malchus and Shofar are, the Ramchal says, three inyanim that are shayach to the day. We will die different levels of what we need to do with each one. The one that obviously is the most, the one that there's an emphasis on is Shofar. Shofaris is the chibur of the innermost part, the outermost part. It is described in the tikkun of Shavuos in Matan Torah, when the world got its, when a part of the world got its first taste of Ruchnius and became kind of anchored. Yisrael Pishachot Yisrohu. This one end of the Shofar is in a place where it's not going to move. Lasid Lovoi, the Shofar will broadcast out to everybody, to the furthest reaches of the world. Rosh Hashanah is a remembrance of what Shofar is, and which includes being misplaced on both halves of it, including of understanding Shofar as coming from the Pnimius of the Mokar of the Bria, and related to that, and that Akash Rosh Watson, Lasid Lovoi of that, is the reaching out to the furthest Mekaymus of the Bria, and thereby to the second Bria. Okay, a good year, a Ksivach Sima Teiva. Again, I apologize, the summer was a long hefsek, it just didn't work out otherwise. And next week, obviously, is Rosh Hashanah, 2 weeks is Yom Kippur. Bez Hashem, so if the Sukkot, when this month starts, Yom Hashem, we'll resume again, and I'm sure Rabbi Lobel will keep everything posted. Okay, a good commence, Ksivach Sima Teiva.